The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I hear somebody say a big amen. We are grateful to God to be here, and we are grateful to God for the success of the International Youth Conference and for the fasting in the last since it started yesterday. And I know somebody will be blessed. If that person is you, say a louder amen. Well, we are in this month, brand new month, the last month of the year, called our month of rejoicing. Our month of rejoicing. And all through this month, you will rejoice in the name of Jesus. I say all through this month, it shall be joy for you in the name of Jesus. Though you started in a very controversial way, maybe sorrowfully or in whichever way, you will end this year with joy in Jesus' name. Bible says in Psalms 30 verse 5, it says, though weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And somebody here will end this year celebrating in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. I'll be speaking tonight on living a joyful life. Living a joyful life. Living a joyful life is your heritage as a Christian. That is your heritage as a believer. That is God's plan, purpose, intention for your life. When joy is missing in a life, many things are missing in that life. Joy makes life enjoyable. Joy gives you access to God and to people. Joy makes you look attractive and beautiful. When you are joyful, you look beautiful, you look handsome. The servant of God that preached yesterday said, when your face is long, it means your journey is very long. So, joy is an essential requirement for every believer. And our theme for this month says it's a month of rejoicing. And our major text for this month is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So, God's plan for you is to be rejoicing. To be glad always. For your heart to be excited. For your heart to be glad. For the joy of the Lord to be swimming always in your heart. And tonight, amongst many things that will be showing us this month, we'll be seeing what is joy. What does joy contain? What are the hindrances to joy? What are the benefits of joy? What are the things that we can get when we have a joyful life? But tonight, I'll be showing us the pathway to joy. Some of the ways for which you can access this joy. If joy is so important, how can I get it? How can I receive it? Number one I'll be speaking about tonight is new birth. New birth. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, he that is in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So new birth brings you into joyfulness. New birth is one of the major requirements for joy. Once you become born again, you have joy unspeakable. The Bible calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. This is because new birth imparts on you a new nature via salvation. That's why you see when somebody gives his life to Christ, the person just has a joy that he cannot explain. See, I just don't understand. Since I rededicated my life to Christ, I just feel joy in my heart. New birth brings joy. Except a person is born again, he cannot access true joy. So new birth always launches us into a time of, because you know, no matter how bad your past is, your future will be brighter. Is somebody with me tonight? When you become born again, you know maybe your past is messed up. Maybe you have done so many abominable things that people must not hear about. But you know that no matter how bad the past is, the future is not bleak. The future is not terrible. The future is awesome. It's wonderful. I've seen many people with different kinds of lifestyles, but immediately they come into Christ, there's a joy in their heart, there's a joy in their life, and their life is, you almost would not recognize that it's the same person, as a direct result of salvation. Salvation is one of the master keys to joy. And tonight, when we get to that session, I trust God that God will help someone to realign in this direction in the name of Jesus. Number two, pathway to joy is the Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Ghost baptism. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is a major, Romans chapter 4, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a major force for the release of the spirit of joy. That's why if you have not been baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues, tonight is another opportunity. And many of our other services also will make such available to you. Because the Holy Ghost prompts you into the realm of joy. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, be not drunk with wine, where which it is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost intoxicates you like wine. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. They say when you have the Holy Ghost, you begin to behave like somebody. How many of us have seen a drunkard before? Real drunkard. When somebody is really drunk, you will know this person is drunk. They don't need to tell you. And the Bible is telling us, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you become like a Holy Ghost drunkard. You are so excited. The joy of the Lord is flowing in your spirit. Everybody that sees you will be asking you, what is wrong? Did you just win a jackpot? What is it? What is going on? He said, I just don't know. I'm just glad. I'm just excited. I just know tomorrow will be all right. Your tomorrow will be all right. I say your tomorrow will be all right. The Holy Ghost gives you the wine of joy. And this wine pushes you into laughter, into happiness, into joy unspeakable, full of glory. So when the devil reminds you of your past, the Holy Ghost helps you to remind him of his own future, which is fire, eternal fire. The Holy Ghost makes you excited. The Holy Ghost prompts you and makes you swim in the ocean of joy. That's why tonight, afresh, somebody will be receiving that baptism of the Holy Spirit upon his or her life in the name of Jesus. I say you'll be receiving that baptism of the Spirit of joy upon your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. One of the signs, I read a book recently, and in that book, he says, Papa Kenneth Hagin said, he said, one of the things that you can use to know that somebody actually has the Holy Spirit is that the person is displaying joy. One of the signs that you can actually know that this person is filled with the Holy Spirit is that there's joy in their heart. So, tonight, for you and I see a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit upon us in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Number three, pathway to joy is the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 162. Psalm 119 verse 162. The word of God is a major force for giving us the Holy Ghost. I rejoice at thy word. Can you see that? As one that findeth a great spoil. When I'm reading your word, it's as if I found a great spoil. Spoil is like talking about going to the farm and killing an elephant. You know, if a hunter goes to the farm and kills a rat or a rabbit, is very happy. But his spoil is something so massive. He said, when I read the Bible, it's like somebody that has found a great spoil. Also in Jeremiah 15 verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15. Verse number 16. The Bible said, thy word have I found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me joy. Somebody say joy. And rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. So, he said, when I eat your word, anytime I eat your word, there's something special that happens inside my spirit. So, the word of God is so special. It's like you have found a great spoil. It excites you. If when you read the Bible, it doesn't excite you, you need to pray that God should help you. Because reading the Bible should bring about because you discover your inheritance in the Bible. You discover what was written about you in the Bible. A lot of things you did not know. It is when you read the Bible, you say, so this is for me. So this is what God is saying about me. So I'm not meant to die young. So I'm not meant to be without having my own children. So every one of us, we are meant to have our own children. Really? Okay, so it means if I don't have it, the devil is cheating me. Enough is enough. The word of God is a medium for accessing joy. And that's why the devil doesn't want any believer to read the Bible. Browse, okay. Play music, fine. Eat, yes. Sleep, yes. But to read the Bible, he doesn't want any. Because he knows in the Bible you will contact something. It's called the spirit of joy. In the Bible, you will contact something called the spirit of joy. Tonight, somebody here will contact that spirit in the name of Jesus. I say somebody here will contact that spirit in the name of Jesus. I say somebody here will contact that spirit in the name of Jesus. That's why you must ensure you feast regularly with the word of God. You feast regularly. You feast. Just like when you want to sit down to eat, you sit down to study. You sit down to eat the word. And then gradually you see that everything called sadness, unhappiness, just disappears. It just fizzles away. Because something has been deposited in your spirit. The vitamins in the word has deposited joy in your spirit. As from tonight, nobody will ask you what is wrong with you again. I said nobody will need to ask you what is wrong with you again. The spirit of joy will descend upon your heart and upon your life. Say a louder amen. Number four, pathway to joy is making a decision to be joyful. Somebody say decision. Somebody say decision. We make our decisions and our decisions make us. Life is all about choices. You just make up your mind. Psalm 118 verse 24. Psalm 118 verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I've made up my mind. This is the day God has made for me, and I made up my mind. Nobody will upset me today. You know that some people, they are killed joy. Immediately they just come around you like this, you don't feel happy again. So you say, this kind of person, no, they will not kill my joy. Maybe you have a driver that is always upsetting you, or you have somebody that lives with you in the same house, and the person always kills your joy. But you say, no, today they will not kill my joy. It's a decision. You have to make that decision. Or maybe you have a boss who is always making you upset. He said, today, no, I will not be upset. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are a product of your decision. A decision to remain joyful is a vital decision for wellness and progress. Your decision to be happy about your life and about where God has brought you is a decision for wellness and a decision for progress. You know, a joyful heart is just like a medicine. When you have a good heart, it's just like you are taking a medicine. So, make that decision personally. My husband, my wife will not make me unhappy today. I heard the story of a lady that her husband locked her outside overnight because she went to church. And it was very cold in winter season. And she slept outside in the morning. He opened the door for her to come in. And as she got in, she went straight to the kitchen and made good breakfast for him. Set the table for him. Like setting the table before the presence of your enemies. Set the table for him. The best dish. And she went to him in the room and said, "Honey, your breakfast is ready." You know, that can drive a man even crazy. Ah! Somebody I wanted to deal with and frustrate. That maybe she would just come in and pack her load and say, I'm going to my father's house, man. Then look at what she's doing. Why did she do that? She made the decision. Nobody is going to send me out of here, man. Nothing is going to upset me. Do your worst. I'm not going to. Nothing is going to upset me. That's a decision. So a decision for joy is a decision for wellness and progress. You will progress. I say you will progress. I say you will progress. Everyone that wants to enjoy the best of his or her life must be a joyful person. We heard the story that Paul, when Apostle Paul was writing the book of Ephesians and Philippians, he was inside the prison. And he still wrote in Philippians 4 verse 4, "Rejoice again," and I say rejoice. Inside the prison, in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 again, he went ahead to tell us also to rejoice. So every man and every woman must make that decision. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Despite the fact that he was in prison, he wrote this thing inside prison. You are not inside any prison, and you will never go to prison. I say you will never go to prison. Note, not all those that went to prison because they did something wrong. They were at the wrong place at the wrong time. I told you the story before many years ago. The church I was pastoring then, one guy in the choir came to me and told me that he was traveling abroad. And then I just wished him well. A few weeks later, he called me that he was in prison in another country. I said, prison? Which country? You told me you are going to so-so place. What are you doing in this place? He said he just branched to see his friends, not knowing that they were into ATM scam. So they went to an ATM and tried to do something. He was the only one they caught. Others ran away. But Jesus released him. Praise the Lord. The mercy of Jesus released him. Anyway, that's not the main story for the day. So everyone that wants to enjoy the best of life must be a man of decision. You must be a woman of decision. And as from tonight, I see you making that right decision in Jesus' name. I see you making that right decision in Jesus' name. I see you making that right decision in Jesus' name. Number five, pathway to joy is to request in prayer for the spirit of joy. You can request in prayer for the spirit of joy. When you notice that constantly people upset you or circumstances upset you, you can pray to God to fill you with the spirit of joy. You can ask God, especially in a country like Nigeria, you need the spirit of joy here. Where you are driving, you enter portals. When you get home, there's no NEPA. When you turn on the tap, there's no water. Various things. When you are inside your bedroom, you are with mosquitoes. Something just wants to upset you. Every one of us need to request for that. Father, give me that spirit of joy whereby I am not easily offended. I'm not grieved. James chapter 4, verse 2. James chapter 4, verse 2. You lost and you have not. You kill and you desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You are not getting it because you are not asking. You are not getting that joy because you did not bother to ask God for that spirit. You are not getting that spirit because you never say, God, make me a joyful person. Always. In all circumstances. In all situations. Make your joy come out of my life. As from today, I see that spirit of joy descending on you massively in Jesus' name. Please note, when you ask God in prayers, He will answer you. When you ask Him in a place of prayer, Father, fill me with the spirit of joy, whereby my children will not get me worked up anymore. Whereby nothing upsets me any longer. Whereby nothing makes me easily sad any longer. The last time you were sad over a matter is the last forever. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. This month, everybody around you will be asking you what just happened in your life. And in the name of Jesus, they will see it happen. You see, as you exhibit the spirit of joy, I have a feeling you are magnetizing miracles. That's my feeling. When you are happy, when you are excited, you are drawing miracles towards yourself. That's why you must never subscribe to depression. That's why you must never subscribe to sadness. Number 6, pathway to joy is regular attendance in church. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when He spoke unto me and set me upon my feet that I heard Him that spoke unto me. As I was in church, the Spirit entered into me. That Spirit will enter into you today. The Spirit of joy will enter into you today. Those that don't attend church regularly, they lack the spirit of joy. Many of you, when you came here tonight, because of the fasting, you were dull. You were just there. But by the time we prayed, we danced, it's like a burden just dropped off you. Before now, you were heavy. It was as if, I've not fasted before. Why am I so tired? But all of a sudden, you are in the midst of your brethren. Your spirit is elated and excited. Hello. That depression just ran away. It will never return again for life. The Spirit entered into me when He spoke unto me. The Spirit entered into me when He spoke unto me. Tonight, that spirit of joy will enter into somebody. You are going to live here as a brand new person. I say you are going to live here tonight as a brand new person. You are going to leave this auditorium as a brand new person. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. By the time you are going home tonight, you are living with joy and gladness in your heart and in your spirit. In Psalm 16 verse 11, the Bible says, "That will show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So in the presence of God, something is available called joy. In the presence of God, something is available called joy. I've heard people say a lot of times, "I came in very, very sad to church today. But just like 10, 15 minutes into the service, I'm just excited. After I heard the message, it's like you were just speaking about me. It's like the message was directly for me." Tonight's one will be for you. I say tonight's one will be for you. It will address your matter. Somebody say a louder amen. One of the reasons why you come to church is for solution. And that solution comes from the word of God. Bible say in says in Psalm 107 verse 20, He sent His word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Sadness is the destroyer. And when the word comes, it destroys that sadness. As from tonight, that joy shall be all over your spirit in the name of Jesus. So regularly attend church. Regularly attend church and you will never be sad. Regularly fellowship with the brethren in your department, in other mediums in the church. You will just see that there is no time like a dull moment for you. There's no dull moment for you. There's no dull moment for you because as you are in the presence of God, something is in that presence of God that elevates your spirit. Tonight is a night of joy and gladness for somebody. And as you leave after the end of this service, your spirit will be very, very excited. Somebody say a big amen. Number 7, pathway to joy is to encourage yourself. 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, encourage yourself. That is, talk to yourself. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son, for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Listen, don't wait for people to encourage you. Encourage yourself. Don't wait for your husband or your wife or your friends to encourage you. Listen to me. Especially when you are doing something very, very remarkable, you might not see anybody to encourage you. In my place, they say, people always lick with you the hand of palm oil, not the hand of blood. You understand what I'm talking about? It is when you are okay that you will see so many friends and so many neighbors saying, yeah, my friend, my this, my that. But when you are still a struggler without any address, nobody will be there for you. So you yourself at that time, you can feel depressed. You can feel lonely. But you must what? Encourage yourself. You encourage yourself. Nobody's around to encourage you. Encourage yourself. Listen, be your own best fan. Your number one best fan. Like yourself. When you like yourself, you just encourage yourself. For somebody here tonight, the grace to encourage yourself comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 103 verse 2. Psalm 103 and verse 2. Can we open there to read together? Psalm 103, I'll be reading verse 2. It says, can we read together? 1, 2, go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That is, my soul, encourage yourself. Don't be depressed over anything. Remember all that God has done for you. Every one of us must learn to encourage. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. You know, elders, they say when the lizard jumps down from a very high place and drops on the floor, he looks left, he looks right, and nobody says, well done. He will do like this to himself, well done. Lizard, well done. You tried. You jump up from that place, you jump down, well done. Okay, well done. That's how to do it. Celebrate your little wins, your little successes. Hello? Celebrate your little successes. Your friend is doing a turnover of a business of 1 million per month. Thank God for him. You are doing 10,000 per month or 100,000 per month. Thank God for you. Celebrate what you have so that you don't lose it. Learn to encourage yourself. Learn to encourage yourself. A lot of times you might even think that your spouse might be there to encourage you. Sometimes they also have their own problems, that they might not really be there at that time to really encourage you. So you yourself must encourage yourself. Don't let your joy or your encouragement be dependent on the availability of anybody. Don't do that. That's too dangerous. Ensure that you yourself, you thank God for your own life. And then you will see yourself being excited, being happy always. Someone say a big amen. Anybody being blessed already, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Number 8, I'm talking about the pathway to joy. Keep company with joyful people. Keep company with joyful people. Keep company with joyful people. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Try as much as possible to look for friends who get you excited always. Look for people that they get you excited always, at least most of the time. Your friends might not get you excited always, because sometimes they might tell you the truth. Sometimes they might do some things, you know. A good friend cannot get you excited all the time, because sometimes they might tell you some things or do some things that might upset you. But most of the time, look for such people that mere looking at them, you are happy. Mere talking to them, you are excited. They don't even need to talk. When you have people around you whose mannerism reflects joy, whose speech reflects joy, who are always excited, very positive, positivistic, energetic, full of life, bubbling with life, never depressed. And you are not always excited. Partner with such people. Partner with them. Talk to them regularly. As much as you are, as they are available to you. And then you will see that gradually, you just become more excited and more excited. I have two pastors. I will not tell you their names. Two pastors that are very close to me. One is not in Nigeria. One is in a particular place in the U.S. And I went from Nigeria here to go and visit the church. I spent time there. I went around. I bought books. I went, spent a lot of time there. I wanted to contact something, the spirit of joy in him. Many of you might know the person I'm talking about. I was there when I called pastor from there. I'll tell you one of them. His name is Kenneth Copeland. I went there. I said, this Baba at this age is just so excited always. So I left here. I went there just for that. What is going? What does this Baba carry that makes him so excited? That's what I went for. At that age, I think he's about 82. I'm still preaching. Always excited. Laughing. He will laugh. You can always call his name laughter. Because I needed it. The pressure on my head sometimes might not want you to even feel like laughing at all. Like today now. Massive pressure. Issues to resolve. Issues. One issue. Prayer for somebody. This one issue. This, that issue. That issue. From early morning. But if you are not a person that has that kind of spirit, you will just lose it. You will just lose it. And I went there and I got it. The second person also, I've been pursuing that person just because of the spirit of joy in that person. The person will laugh. Will be laughing, will be excited. How many of you will like a pastor who will come here and just bone his face? Idiot. Abuse everybody on the other. How many people will like that kind of pastor? So the spirit of joy is a great thing. May you contact it tonight. I say, may you contact it tonight. I say, may you contact it tonight. I say, may you contact it tonight. Somebody say a big amen. I'm a serious-minded person, but when it comes to the issue of relaxing and, you know, doing this thing called joy and releasing it, I think I know how to do that a little bit. But I still have a long journey to go, because in Nigeria we are not really used to it because of the circumstances. We're not really used to it. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Somebody say a big amen. Number 9, pathway to joy is be a blessing or a source of joy to others. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 9. Be a source of blessing to others. Be a source. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So everyone must know that as you are He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Everyone must know that when you give joy, you will receive joy. You cannot be El Shaddai so that you will not die. You cannot solve everybody's problem. Any man that wants to solve everybody's problem wants to be a God or wants to say he is God. And once you say you are God, as in the big G God, you are in trouble. You cannot solve everybody's problem. So don't feel guilty that you cannot solve everybody's problem. You are not God. But the little you can, someone say little you can, the little you can, do it. As far and as much as is in your power. You might not be able to satisfy everybody, but the little you can, get it done. As you are doing it, you are getting joy. As you are doing it, you are excited. As you are doing it, something is bubbling in your heart. And then God is lifting you and you are becoming better and bigger and better and bigger. Everyone that wants joy must be a person that also gives joy. Look out for ways to make others happy. Look out for ways to be a blessing to as many as you can, as much as is within your power. And before you know it, you will see that the joy of the Lord is radiating around you. The joy of the Lord is filling your heart and your spirit. In the church, in your family, in the community, and many things like that. Do the little you can to ensure that you are a blessing to the society. You are a blessing to the nation. And then before you know it, you are never, ever, ever depressed. You are never, ever, ever depressed because you always give joy. Go the extra mile to make others happy and you'll be happy too. Don't look at a few people that you might have made them happy in the past and then they repaid you with evil. The Bible has already told us what will happen to them. Anybody that repays evil with good, the Bible says evil will not depart from their house. That's what the Bible says. If you do good to somebody and the person does evil to you, the Bible says evil will never depart from their house. So you don't need to bother yourself. Just keep doing good to others. Just keep doing good to others. Keep being a blessing to others. And then before you know it, you are becoming better and better and better. And lastly, before we go into prayers tonight, pathway to joy is guide your thought jealously. Guide your thought jealously. Guide your thought, Proverbs 3 verse 7. Guide your thoughts jealously. You see, ensure that your thoughts is always well guided. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't think negatively. Guide your thought jealously. Somebody will look at a cup with water that has half water. And somebody will say, this cup is half full. Somebody will say, this cup is half empty. The difference between them is their thought pattern. Somebody will look at this church now and say, there are some spaces. Somebody else will look at this church and say, see people so many. Despite the fact that students are not around, and we have a large student population. It depends on the way you look at life. It depends on the way you look at life. You have 5,000 naira in your pocket. And you have a need of 4,000 and you're able to meet it. Somebody else has 100,000 in his own pocket but has a need of 250,000. Why do you need to envy somebody that has 250,000 problem? You have 5,000 and your problem is 4,000. You solved the problem of 4,000. You had 1,000 change. Is somebody with me tonight? Somebody has 100,000 and then the person has 250,000 problem. In fact, just one of his problems is 250,000. He has three children. Three of them, the school fees is 250. And he has just 100,000. You can see that you don't have any problem. Life is in phases and men are in sizes. I think that's why Apostle Paul says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Your problem is not the worst in the society. Your challenge is not the worst in the family. Your case, if there's anything like baddest, your case is not the baddest in the society. Rejoice! Yes, they closed school. Yes, thank God. They closed school, but they did not close your life. They closed school. Yes, you have learned skills during the program, which will bring you not even naira, maybe dollars in the future. Hello. Things will be all right. And you will end this year rejoicing. I say things will be all right and you will end this year rejoicing. I say things will be all right and you will end this year rejoicing. Mark it. Very soon, when you will look back, you will thank God for all these experiences. I say, when you will look back, you will thank God for all these experiences. I've had some experiences in the past. I'm thanking God for them today. They've toughened me. They've made me a better person. They've given me a better outlook to life. If those experiences did not come, I can never be here today. What you are going through today is just a toughening phase of your life. By the time you emerge like gold. By the time you emerge out of whatever the challenges, you emerge solid. Someone say solid. And then you will become the envy of your world. As from today, the spirit of joy comes on you afresh. I say the spirit of joy comes on you afresh. And nobody will take it away from you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.